Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Now, we are now moving local over to the Thigh Municipal District, where Labour Councillor Mark Lee joins me on the line to look through the questions and motions raised at the latest Thigh Municipal District meeting. Mark, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show this morning.
Helen, good morning to your listeners.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised, Mark, and your first one to the council is in relation to footpath replacement works and when they will commence in Ballytor. Is there a real need for those footpaths to be replaced now, or are they in bad condition?
Oh, they are, yeah. Listen, this is a kind of probably since I was a child going around Ballytor, Hannah, the same footpaths have been there, just holes, they're too high, they would not suit access needs. They need to be replaced badly, and actually the street needs to be resurfaced as well in Ballytor. I've brought this up before this year even, Hannah, and I was told that when Irish Water finished the works, there's a lot of new building going on in Ballytor, lots of new houses, thankfully, and as soon as they're finished the works, we'll progress the footpaths. When I put down the question, Hannah, I thought that Irish Water had finished, but they've come in then again for another week's work, so hopefully they're going to finish soon and we can progress that matter.
All right, your next motion, Mark, is about the council replanting all the trees that were designed originally as a sound barrier for the new distributor road, but they were destroyed by horses at Ochrabora. What exactly happened here? How were they destroyed by horses?
Well, we'll go back to January 2022, and Ochrabora Lane, a lovely little place in the town, centre, had a country lane, kind of adjacent to a hedgerow. There was nothing really there to disturb them, but that's exactly where the road is after coming through. And the agreement was at the time that they'd have a bank with green planting. So a lot of the visual and noise pollution from the new road would be counteracted there. Unfortunately, somebody who would know the bylaws around horses in Athy broke the locks last year, let their horses in. They caused considerable amount of damage, tens of thousands of euros worth of damage to all the trees that were planted. And we actually got them moved last year, but this hasn't worked. They've since broke the lock again and replaced the lock with their own lock this time and moved more horses in. Listen, the community up there, they're all lovely people. I know them all, and they're just very upset over this. The fact that what they had agreed with the council has now been completely destroyed, and we have to go back to square one. And added to this, Hannah, there's now a legal encampments up there. We got one moved a few months ago, actually, yeah. And now another one has broke the embankment and moved another caravan in. So they're besieged at the moment a little bit. And it's problematic. It's problematic everywhere in the county, and I have heard a lot of your reports into the Cora there regarding illegal encampments. You know, we just need to strengthen the policies around this at national level.
And in terms of replanting those trees now, I mean, are the council, like, they say that there's no financial resources available, but I mean, it's still kind of disappointing because if you're replanting trees, I mean, it's probably going to take a while for them to kind of grow and become that soundproofing that was originally there before.
Yeah, you would have been looking up to 10 years, but even where the horses didn't get down on Ochrabower Lane, it's actually lovely down there. The trees are mid-height, the grass is nice and long, but when you go down further, it's just completely barren. The Parks Department answered that one. It wasn't meant for the Parks Department. They said they've no funding for it and they put it across the roads. But roads are telling me now the TII are still in charge of it. So, you know,
it's kind of a bit of a back and
pillar
forth.
Pillar to post.
Yeah, maybe it might be something, though, Mark. Can we expect to see it in future MD reports? It'll be a question raised again.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think the people of Ochrabora are going to let it slide, so I won't let it slide either.
All right, Mark, your next question to the council is about plans to resurface Clunard there in Kilmead. What did the council come back with? Maybe some better positive news now for this?
Yeah, this is one that we got the Section 130 done. I went around with it actually in Clunard, and it was taken in charge last summer, but the process of taking it in charge could be a multi-year process depending on what needs to be done. There's a pump up there that needs to be serviced badly. We have the money in a bond to resurface the roads, but that's going to take a bit of time to release, but I'm very thankful to the council this week, the roads department, building control. They've actually went up and patched all the potholes up there this week. So it's a short-term solution. There is a long-term solution here. We're working towards it.
And your final motion, Mark, is a really interesting one. It's about that, in recognition of their shared connection with Ernest Shackleton, that the council formerly twins Athy and South Georgia as a tribute to his legacy, and also an opportunity to generate more tourism in the area. What was the council's response to this one? Is it something they're open to?
Well, absolutely, yeah. I was just reading an article there maybe last year, and in the article it said that actually 16,000 people visit South Georgia every year. It's an island with maybe 500 people that live in it full-time, but 16,000 people go there by cruise ship, and they visit Ernest Shackleton's grave. Unfortunately, there's actually nothing there to suggest that Ernest Shackleton was born in Athy, except a little plaque in the school that a person from the town, Clifford Reid, brought when he visited South Georgia a number of years ago. So I just thought it was an opportunity maybe to twin both areas, the place he was born and the place unfortunately he passed away in and is buried in. Even if we could get a percentage of those tourists coming to Athy, isn't it something? Unfortunately, I didn't realise, or none of the other councillors had realised, that our twinning committee had disbanded in 2024. We probably weren't on top of a brief with that one. But the council have said to look at re-establishing the twinning initiative. We are actually twinned with Grandvilliers in France. In fairness to the town manager, or the MD manager, he will go to the Shackleton experience in Athy to chat to them and to see how we could do some kind of a twinning, even if it's not twinning, a kind of an agreement in place for tourism.
Yeah,
both ways.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, and hopefully we'll be able to get kind of more updates about that. But Mark, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning on your motions and questions raised at that latest Athy Municipal District. That is Labour Councillor Mark Lee. Good morning, and thanks for taking our call.